1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CPS News Brief. We are following breaking news out of Austria, where Taylor Swift just canceled three concerts over a foiled terror plot. Police arresting two men with ties to ISIS who'd planned to attack major events there. Vice President Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, and Trump's VP pick, J.D. Vance, all campaigned in Wisconsin today.
This is western Wisconsin. This is a more competitive part of the state.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe. A state of emergency in North Carolina and Virginia as Tropical Storm Debbie blows back towards land. Curtis Drafton's an Army vet rescuing people in Charleston.
It was just our knowledge after 13 years to go door to door or go down these side streets. And the next thing you know, people are on their porch saying, hey, I got tons of water coming in. Can you get me out of here?
And NASA's still fixing Boeing's Starliner, which hasn't worked since June. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
Boeing thinks it would be completely safe to come home in. But I think there's some uncertainty on the NASA side. They don't understand exactly what caused these problems.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Wisconsin today.
Listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win.
She spoke with running mate Tim Walz at a rally in Eau Claire. Republican running mate J.D. Vance was also in Eau Claire. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows Harris and Donald Trump in a statistical tie among registered voters, 50% for Trump and 49% for Harris. Four hotel security guards are now charged with felony murder in the death of a Milwaukee man in June. The medical examiner says Devante Mitchell died of what's called restraint asphyxia. Mitchell's family's been calling for charges for more than a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. National Night Out cracked one out of the ballpark at Witter Field last night in Wisconsin Rapids. Emergency agencies from the surrounding area attended with their vehicles. Many community organizations had tables with activities for kids and information for everyone. The night was sponsored by Gamber Johnson.
We are a rugged mounting manufacturer. Really excited to be a sponsor tonight and open up the entire stadium for the community.
That's Philip, the HR director with Gamber Johnson. The engineering manager, Steve, told me about some of the safety equipment they make.
We make a whole suite of equipment for police vehicles. We're talking prisoner cages and window protection and console boxes where the police officers can mount their equipment for lights and radios. We also make rugged computer mounts so that they can mount their laptops in a safe manner inside the vehicles so that when they get in an accident or when they need to move quickly, their laptops are secure.
The Raptors beat the Minnesota Mud Puppies 10-4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers take a stand in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers, after a poor performance over the weekend in Washington, dominated the Braves in Atlanta. A final score 10-0, led by Willy Adames, who had not one but two home runs to get things started on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And a fly ball to center again. Sends Kelnick back. And Adames again leaves the yard. A pair of two-run homers for Willy Adames.
Colin Ray pitching seven scoreless innings. NFL training camp, the Packers' Matt LaFleur has decided to play his starters when they head to Cleveland to face the Browns. The kickoff is Saturday afternoon at 3:25. The Wisconsin Badgers camp continues in Platteville, Wisconsin, where defensive coordinator Mike Tressel admits they need more depth on the Badgers' defensive line.
You know, I don't think it's any shock to be fresh every single snap. There's nothing else like it in sports where 700 pounds are just lining up to hit you in the mouth every single play, and if you even relax, you look foolish.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray shower or storm and lows close to 60. And a chance of rain tomorrow morning, then clearing and a high in the mid-70s. Nice ahead for Friday and the weekend. Sunny and near 70 Friday, low 70 Saturday, upper 70 Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Christian nationalism's influence on Project 2025 and what that could mean for America. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, August 7th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're welcoming into the studio not only our good friend, Sheriff Sean Becker. Sean, it's always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, great to see you. Pleasure to be here.
Want to thank our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube. Type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to their page. Keep up to date on all the great work that they are doing over there. We appreciate the gang there. Sir, I know we got a bunch of different places to go here. We've got not only retirement and raffle to talk about, but a couple of other things that we'll do over the next hour.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, I wanted to kind of start off with, as we're getting into the tail end of summer, I kind of did a little bit of a survey and talked to some people in the community and asked around, and I got this vibe and impression from people that it's been a bit of a calm summer.
Yeah.
Now, we're saying that as citizens, certainly not in the position that you and many are in the community and everything, but I was curious from your perspective how you feel like summer has gone.
Yeah, law enforcement-wise, for the most part, I would agree, you know, and how I can gauge that is based upon all the community events. You know, that's, the summer is just packed with stuff from, you know, the beginning of June with Dairy Fest and all the dairy breakfasts, and then, you know, you get in July with the ski show and other events throughout the whole county, and you know, gauging those, and I can compare it going back in the day when I started here, how a lot of those events were and how busy we were. It's not like that anymore, really. You know, something could happen, you never know, and we prepare for it, but overall, you know, just thinking back of this whole summer, James, it's been pretty calm, and that's great, because that gives the community the opportunity to go to all the events that are, you know, going on throughout the whole county. You know, recently we had Vesper Days, then we had the ARP and Tractor Pulls, obviously the ski show that we'll talk about, you know, the 4th of July, you know, like I said, the Dairy Fest, that whole month of July, having the Dairy Brucks pretty much every Saturday, you know, kicking off up in Marshfield, and it's been a, you know, a great summer. And for me, it's over because football season started yesterday.
Yes, yes, yeah. And we're going to spend the next hour talking football.
Well, yes.
I know we'd love to. That'll be another show. We'll get to that show. Maybe when you retire, we'll get to that show or something.
Well, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
No, 50 hopefully. Years from now.
Well, let's not go that far. But anyway, no, I appreciate you bringing that up, because there's a lot of events, and I'll start with the ski show weekend. You know, normally what's happened now, it's not, people behave out there, which is great. You know, we'll get a couple of incidents here that are very minor, but we work through those, but it's been a great event for the community. What always seems to happen is weather. You know, we always have a weather event, and this year for the ski show weekend, it was gorgeous weather. It wasn't crazy hot. They had a little bit of a weather event as they started to set up the weekend before, but the host team, the Aqua Skiers, the Parks Department, Chad Schooley, everybody worked through that, got everything set up, and boy, it was an awesome weekend. It really was. You know, spending a lot of time out there, people enjoyed it, the community enjoyed it. We had one incident in the beer tent that we staff that area with our part-time deputies pretty much throughout that whole ski weekend. And there was a three-month-old that was in distress, and the mother or some family members had, you know, waved over our part-time deputies, and Deputy Hoffman ran over there and helped out, began CPR with this three-month-old, you know, back blows, clearing the mouth, and then the infant started breathing, and but it was pretty traumatic for everybody for a short time. But they stepped in and did what they needed to do and helped out that three-month-old, and the three-month-old is doing fine, you know. So they really stepped up. I think there was a misunderstanding with some people on what CPR is. Because we got kind of questioned on that, but, you know, back blows and, you know, clearing the mouth and doing the ABCs, it's all part of CPR. And that's what you know, this young deputy that's just starting his career out, you know, with our part-time program, most of the people that we hire, we know they aren't going to be with us very long because they want to get into a full-time position. And, yeah, he jumped right into it, and I'm really proud of him for doing that. But, you know, other than that, you know, a couple of small things, you know, our host team. Always got to give a huge shout out to the aqua skiers. Once an aqua skier, always an aqua skier, and proud member to be at least had the opportunity to ski with them. They had a great show. They they took third at state, and a big shout out to Kelsey Sox. She was the show director, and that's stressful. you can ask her, but they put on a great show, and very close to taking second. Just a couple of things here and there that if it would have gone a different way, I think they would have really competed well for second place. So a huge shout out for them and the host team that they do so much to make that event happen. I mean, their involvement, they're kind of like the nucleus of, you know, they have a hand on everything that's going on with the vendors, you know, again, working with Chad and the Parks Department and all the other teams, you know, coming here and helping coordinate that. My daughter, Jordan Moon, is a assistant or a co-show director, you know, big shout out for her and Aquaskier. You know, just the what it takes to put that event together, and it's been going on for over 50 years. It's one of the highlights. You know, it's personal, obviously, for me. But just to see how many thousands of people that come to our community and enjoy Lake Wazeecha, and you get so much positive feedback from it.
I think I know, living in the area for long enough, how much people love their home teams, including the aqua skiers, and that. But the event itself is such a personal event, and people love in this area so much, and it's such a signature event for our community and everything. And I'm glad we got to that, because it's part of the reason why I asked how summer was going from your perspective, in part because, one, we don't get to highlight good stories very often, and we try to do that a lot over here and at this program. We also wanted to note it just because I thought it was interesting. But also, one thing that I've talked to actually our last three mayors about, and I've talked with many people in our community about, something that all rural communities are trying to do is not only keep the people that are in their community, but bring new people in. And we have these signature events that do bring in people from all over the country, literally all over the country, coming here just for our water ski show tournament or some of these events. And how we treat each other and how we treat them is a strict correlation to people looking into this area. It doesn't mean they're going to move here just because of a water ski show, but it is one more thing that adds to that, where, well, their crime isn't so bad there. Their schools are good there. Yeah. Like, these things all add up. And so when we do this stuff, not only does the water ski show add to our economy in this community, it could be adding to the future of our economy with these things. So when we're not knuckleheads, we treat each other good in these events and do this on a daily basis, these are the kind of things that can better our community. Not just us getting along, that's certainly number one on the bulletin board. But these other factors are key to bringing in new people and keeping the people we have.
Yeah. No, you're spot on. I got the opportunity to take part in a live interview out there. And when I was getting interviewed, that was probably something I didn't bring up. It was the person that was interviewing me from Florida brought up the same exact point that you did. And we talked a little bit about, you know, the changes, like I alluded to when I started here. Ski show weekend, we had all this overtime planned, and, you know, we had to empty out our jail because we knew we were going to fill it up just with whatever might happen throughout the weekend. And it's not like that anymore. And that's something to brag about, you know, quite honestly. You know, as a young officer, you're like, okay, I'm busy. I'm having to deal with people that are doing dumb things and getting arrested or cited. Now it's fun to brag about that, how the event has changed so much when you hold some accountability on people coming to the community that are participating on, you know, whatever ski team they might be on. Now there's accountability. If you do screw up, you make mistakes, and it's going to cost not only yourself being part of the ski tournament, but your team. And that was a big change that happened several years ago. Mm-hmm. That I got to shout out Scott Mahaka. Yeah. He retired, but he was, you know, working with the aqua skiers at the time, the parks department, and just say, hey, what changes can we make to at least, you know, calm us down a bit? And then that was years ago, and that was a big change. And then, you know, I think, you know, looking at the other events, you know, and comparing to, you know, calls to service when, you know, Vesper days, you know, they'd have Vic Ferrari come in, and then we would be very busy, unfortunately, you know, as far as law enforcement dealing with either fights or underage drinking or things like that. And now some of those events, they just quit doing them. Now they're bringing them back. And for me, it's like, you have that knee-jerk reaction, like, oh boy, we better have a lot of presence out there because of look what happened in the past. But what we're seeing now is people behave, they're out to enjoy the events, and, you know, we're just there to make sure it's being done safely. And, you know, Vesper had a couple hundred people out there enjoying what they're starting back up. And, you know, we had no incidents out there. Probably too many people honestly, that some people have mentioned, well, you got so many cops around here. And I hope that people understand it's that bust people. It's to make sure the event goes off, you know, safely. But that trend has been going on, I think, the last, you know, several years. You know, Auburndale Music Fest and, you know, their softball tournament, you know, they would hire us too to be out there just to deal with any issues that might come up. But that's trended in a different direction. And that, you know, for law enforcement, that's awesome. You know, people are out there enjoying, you know, these events. They showcase our entire county. You know, when you could look at, you know, something on the weekend, almost every weekend in, you know, the whole summer, there's something going on in Wood County you can go to. I mean, you really don't have to go up north.
No,
you know,
no.
There's something you can do and enjoy, and I think that's pretty cool.
With and certainly a shout out to the changes that the Water Ski Show Tournament made and those rule changes and some other things that have gone in the community and some of these events. But so much of this has happened organically too, where the community, just people, we didn't all get together. All right, we're all going to be cool now. Like, it just it happened kind of like that way over time. That's a credit to everybody involved as well.
I agree. Yeah, totally.
It's pretty cool. We had a really cool conversation last month with a good friend of ours. Scott was in, and we got the chance to really talk with him, and wanted to send him off as well.
Yeah, thanks for taking the opportunity to have him come in on the show. It was his off day. I'm like, hey, would you mind, you know, before you pull the plug here, you know, come in and have a chat with James and just reflect about, you know, yourself and your career. And I was I'm really happy you gave him the opportunity to do that. Scott finished with the Sheriff's Department last Monday. Tough. It's hard for me personally to see him go because of the friendship impact that he has. But one thing I will say, you know, friends last forever. You know, coworkers don't. You know, that kind of comes and goes and makes me feel a little old since he started after I did. But he had a few years of experience down with the Rome Police Department, and you know, he did start with the Wood County Sheriff's Department as a part-time deputy, as I talked about. It used to be the reserve program, but then, you know, that led to, you know, full-time employment, and then, you know, he took the opportunity to come here, and, you know, he rose up through the ranks as a leader, and, you know, he's a big part of our special response team. In fact, he's probably through his, you know, almost 20-year career with the Sheriff's Department, part of the team, you know, that whole time, and then he was leading the team. And he's one of those leaders you go out there and you respect because, you know, he listens. Mm-hmm. He listens to other people. It's not all about himself. You know, he thinks of others before himself. And I always say, when people really embrace that, you know, you're going to be respected by many people like he is. And going to miss him, but, you know, one thing I can brag about him is he's smart. You know, he looked in the future. You know, he said, okay, my law enforcement career, I don't really want to leave. But realize, hey, it's time. You know, I get at that age that, you know, I can take a look at what other opportunities are out there. And he set himself up really well. You know, drones became a thing, you know, probably about 10 years or so, and he took that project on. He said, hey, that can be an asset to law enforcement agencies when it's very new. And we decided, okay, let's do it. You know, we made that investment in drones, and he oversaw that whole project and learned from it, you know, got some certifications, got the experience, mm-hmm. you know, and then that led into a company that, you know, he formulated with or put together with his neighbor Drew Swindorski, and they put this company together, and now they're out, you know, not just, you know, looking for like down deer and stuff like that. That's part of this company, but you know, spraying crops and stuff where you could start doing that instead of hiring a crop duster or something like that. So very smart. Or he set up himself, hey, what's the next step? Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't think he got a day off. Was done on Monday, and I think he was working the next day. So, you know, I applaud him for that. You know, you know that's one thing in law enforcement. We can retire at a younger age. Mm-hmm. Once we hit that 50-year-old mark and you have, you know, at least 20 years in, mm-hmm. you've got a pension coming. Because the unfortunate fact of the matter is we don't live very long. Mm-hmm. But if you... you know, you retire and then you set something up to do right away, that's good for you mentally, mm-hmm. especially if it's something that you've got a true interest in and what Scott does. So I really applaud him for that. You know, like I said, you know, coworkers come and go, but friends last forever. And that's mm-hmm. one thing I can say with Scott that, you know, I can give him a call and just to BS and talk about life and how you're doing and that kind of thing. And that's what I'm really looking forward to as we move forward. But again, thank you so much for giving him the opportunity to come in and talk about himself and his career. He's not one to brag. I'm sure you figured that out.
Yeah, yeah.
But a great leader that we'll miss. Replacing him, you know, I hate to say that, but we just hired Mariah Matthews. Another person I like to brag about. Her dad, John, works for us, and that's not why I'm bragging. but, you know, once family, then and you talk to, you know, Ted Ashbeck, and then Teddy is his son we hired. You know, that's pretty cool when you see, you know, your kids want to partake in this career, this profession, where they've lived it. You know, they grew up in it as a family, and then, hey, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, even when a parent might try to talk them out of it,
right.
They still circle around and they come back. No, this is what I want to do. I want to serve the community. And where I like to brag about Mariah, she started her full-time career. She started with us part-time, got hired full-time at the Rome Police Department, put some time in there, and then wanted to work for a larger agency. And her number one agency was the Wood County Sheriff's Department, which is awesome to hear. But the Plover Police Department hired her full time, and where, you know, Mariah just screams integrity is this. When she applied and interviewed with Plover Police Department, she didn't know where she was at on our list. I mean, she knew that she was on our eligibility list, but we had no openings. But she told their police chief, Ryan Fox, a good friend of mine, that, hey, I'll accept your job offer, but I want you to know that if Wood County calls me, I'm leaving. How honest is that?
Yeah, that's great.
You know, you always talk about integrity, and, you know, especially in law enforcement and public service, you know, you say integrity means, you know, you're going to do the right thing when nobody's looking. But here, you know, obviously that's something she practices, but here's something she says to a prospective employer. And I give Ryan a lot of credit. He goes, well, okay, I'm still going to hire you, and we're going to try and change your mind.
Right on. Yes. Yeah.
It didn't work.
No.
So I like to give him grief about
but
that.
But I like his intent. I like where he went with that.
No, I'm still gonna, and you know, got a lot of positive feedback about Mariah for the time frame that she was at Plover Police Department. So we're very fortunate to have her. I mean, you know, going back, you know, when I started the career, it was so competitive, and we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. where for one position, especially in central Wisconsin, you're competing with hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. Now it's just kind of flipped. Now we're kind of fighting over, you know, good candidates to work for us. It's different. But
yeah.
But again, for Mariah to be honest and not tell people what they want to hear, but say, no, this is where I'm at. This is the profession I want to be in. But my number one department that I want to work for is the Wood County Sheriff's Department, and that came together. And I'm really, really proud of her for saying that. I'm looking forward to her having a long career here with the Sheriff's Department.
We welcome her in, and looking forward to maybe even talking with her sometime.
She's lucky. I didn't find her at at the department. I probably would have brought her.
I do want to note one last thing about Scott, because he also not only was he helping give me and our audience a lot of insight into certain things he did in the for the department, but to the drone point, there were things that I didn't know about drones until Scott started talking about them, and it was so cool to talk with him about that and see his excitement of it. It was really our honor to be able to have him in and talk with him, not just this last time, but over the years, and talking with him. And it did, when we were talking, him and I, the last time he left, it got me thinking about this. And, you know, in my position and Joe's position at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, different jobs out there, we have all got hiring that we do and, and the type of person we want to bring in. For me, I have this big list of things that I need. Seth and Melissa marked all of those things. But it wasn't until I got working with them and they started doing other projects and other jobs that I realized, oh, I wish I'd have thought of that. I'm really lucky that they're good at that, or I'm really lucky they're good with this or something. With somebody like Scott, you can't fill those shoes. But bringing somebody new in, did you have that perspective of, okay, well, I know what I want, but there are things that Scott did that, man, I'd really like to find somebody that can nail this. And maybe nothing specific. Maybe it's a personality type or something. And I kind of segue from that into the new jail. And I was curious, are we going to make more hires for that once the new jail is up and running? Or do we already have the staff in place for that?
No, we're still working on that. Susanna Wagner, one of our lieutenants in our jail, has done a phenomenal job of overseeing the hiring process for the new jail and all current staff, because, you know, periodically that's been a challenge, not only just with, you know, our sheriff's department, but all over, you know, just getting the corrections. But I think we've done a lot of really good things in Wood County. One, again, bragging about our county board, the jail project itself, moving forward with that, taking that project on and really going, taking an in-depth look at, you know, the why, the needs, and looking forward to the future. All right, so now we're building a jail. The second thing is staffing it. All right, the wage was pretty low. It was pretty competitive with other sheriff's department, but as I mentioned before, once the state budget went through, the corrections officers or prison guards, rightfully so, got a huge pay raise. And that set the tempo, at least a benchmark for, you know, the county. Say, hey, we better step up and try to compete with this. I mean, we're not going to get the exact wage that the prison guards are going to get, but hey, can we get close? And they did. They jumped on it right away. We were probably one of the, at least in central Wisconsin, one of the counties that took action on that to show, hey, you know, this is something we want to keep our current staff and be able to recruit people, because we're going to have to staff our new jail. We're adding 8 new corrections officers. We're still in the process of that. We need to hire about 3 more. So we're still going in a really good direction. And like I said, Susanna, on top of having Lola, does just a phenomenal job staying up on tap on that, with human resources. Just, hey, we're always, you know, taking applications. So if anybody's interested in corrections, I would encourage them to apply. You know, you always can say, okay, no, do some research. It's not for me. But it's a very big part of our team, the law enforcement team. You know, corrections officers they wear a similar uniform, but, you know, they kind of do the same thing that the deputies do. So,
is there, before we're about a minute away from our first break, and then we'll come back and have more with Sheriff Sean Becker here on Midday Magazine, is there, if somebody's out there listening and they're looking for a new career, they're looking to jump, and they've thought about this before, is there a type of person now, is there a type of person that would work, that does work really well in that industry or in that job?
Probably the thing that jumps out at me first is patience. Yeah. You know, you're dealing with people that aren't happy in their surroundings, but working with them and then embracing the opportunities that we continue to look at to provide people that are in custody, as we talked before, you know. And that is probably a struggle for some, at least corrections officers that have been in the field for a long time, the programming, you know, and how much you want to invest in that. And it's a huge need, and you know, believing in that, you know, that's probably, but I think the word that jumps out at me the most is patience.
Yeah, it's great word and a great note. I wouldn't have thought of that, and that it made perfect sense as soon as you said it. If people are interested in finding out more, or even throwing in their hat in the ring and everything, reach out to City Hall. Would you
apply? Human Resources. Wood County Human Resources online. Fill out an application. They do an awesome job. Whenever anybody sends over an application, they complete the application, we normally interview them.
Excellent. We're going to take our first time out. We'll be back with more, another half an hour with Sheriff Sean Becker and our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media here on Midday Magazine at WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is fighting violent crime in Wisconsin, arresting felons, and preventing violent drug trafficking. In Milwaukee yesterday, Garland pointed out the nation's violent crime rate is one of the lowest in 50 years. A bipartisan group is trying to bust stubborn myths eroding public trust in elections. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is one of the members of the Democracy Defense Project. He says social media is exacerbating the problem.
It's so easy for bad information to flow, and I think that 2020, there was everything that helped let that helped that wildfire just spread.
The group polled voters on policies to help improve people's confidence in elections, although many of them are already being used. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The first confirmed case of West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The DHS urges everyone to protect themselves against mosquito bites. The virus was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. People who have weakened immune systems are at a higher risk for significant illness. West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito, which they acquire by feeding on infected birds. The virus is not spread directly from person to person, animal to animal, or animal to person.
The Wisconsin fall primary is less than a week away on Tuesday, August 13th. The deadline to request an absentee ballot is Thursday, August 8th. The deadline to register at your municipal clerk's office is 5 p.m. Friday, August 9th. You can learn more at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Ben Affleck cannot seem to get decent press lately. TV host Sarah Ferguson recently slammed the actor as one of her worst interviews ever after discussing the film Air, in which Affleck plays Phil Knight. Ferguson told the Sydney Morning Herald that Affleck appeared disinterested and rude throughout their chat, which took place last year. Affleck defended himself a few weeks later on Jimmy Kimmel Live, saying that is just what his face looks like, and that is how God made him. Yeah, but you're an actor. Pal Matt Damon doesn't seem to care that Affleck doesn't smile much because making movies with Ben and brother Casey is a breeze. Damon says they are like his brothers and egos are put aside when they collaborate, which Damon and Casey did on the new film The Instigators, a crime thriller available to stream August 9th on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray shower or storm and lows close to 60. And a chance of rain tomorrow morning, then clearing and a high in the mid-70s. Nice ahead for Friday and the weekend. Sunny and near 70 Friday, low 70 Saturday, upper 70 Sunday. Right now, it's 76.
Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Discover Wisconsin host and Survivor, Andrea Belke. And from the hit Madison stage show, Paul Blart 3, Nathan Talaga.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome back, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 7th, 2024. Your host, James, here, and we're not only talking with our friend Sean Becker from Wood County Sheriff's Department, but we have our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in as well. Sean, appreciate the time, as always.
You bet.
If you don't mind, I know we got some things to talk about coming up, but I want to rewind for a second.
Sure.
Here in at Winterfield with our Rafters last night, they wrapped up National Night Out.
Yeah.
And not just here, of course, in town, but around the whole country,
yeah.
National Night Out took place. Were you able to attend the event? Did you hear anything about how it went? I heard good things myself.
About me or
always about you? Certainly, certainly.
Yeah,
always
okay.
About you. No,
okay.
But did hear?
Sorry, put you on the spot.
No,
no,
great.
I did go. I did go, and it was really well attended. You know, I got to give a huge shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, especially Detective Sergeant Eric Dobbin, who spearheaded organizing the event. You know, so inviting all first responders. It's really the big goal of National Night Out is just the community get the opportunity just to hang out with not just law enforcement officers but first responders, and Eric did just a phenomenal job organizing it. We had our team there, Lieutenant Nate Dean, who's been really spearheading a lot of our PR events, been doing a phenomenal job with that, with our PR stuff that we do in the parks over the summer. That was Nate's idea. And then he also is going to have a big part of the fair coming up in Marshfield. But anyway, to last night, it was awesome. I didn't know what to expect with the move over to the, the rafters. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, James, piggybacking that event with a rafters game and having awesome weather was great for everybody. A huge shout out to the Rafters organization. I know that the owners now, Vince and Joe Fonte, just going back down memory lane, I used to work for them a long time ago. Yeah, my first job as a teenager, I just turned 16, my dad says, "You're getting a job." I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'm going to get a job." And he knew the owner of Furniture and Appliance Mart, Vince Fonte Sr., had just opened a store in Stevens Point, and they connected somewhere, probably, for dinner or whatever. And so my dad drove me over there and took a look at me. "You're going to work here." I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to work here then." Yeah. But it led to just an awesome opportunity to get those as a first job, those work ethics,
mm-hmm.
What you learn and you carry on. I was telling Vince Jr. that last night. That's something I never forgot because I worked there for almost 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow. So a big shout out to, the Rafters organization, the owners, to partner with this event, because I think it served very well. And one thing I didn't know I was going to be doing this, but I got to throw out one of the people the first pitch. Yeah, so I one hopped it. I don't think it's on social media. So even if I mention it, I hope. Yeah, anyway, but I made it to the catcher. But it was just a great event that, again, Eric put together. Lots of people. We had not only Nate there, but Susanna with Lola. Always a huge hit, having the therapy dog anywhere. And Susanna's done just a phenomenal job making sure, making herself available for, public events like this, because it really – You know, the law enforcement dogs are different, you know, than a therapy dog. They're working dogs, where a therapy dog's completely, you know, the opposite. The trains really comes down to get certified, a lot of obedience, and we're going through that with Lola, and she's been doing great, too, and we're lucky. But, again, Eric did a great job. Chief Askins was there. We had lots of representation from law enforcement and just some really good interactions with kids. You know, and one thing that I always love to get out is our armored vehicle, because people don't normally see that. I'll be honest, the biggest questions I got about our department was the armored vehicle and how we, you know, how we got that, you know, through the government, and how much of an asset that is, and how often is it used. That was probably the question I got, because you see this like tank looking vehicle, it's like, oh, how often does that get out there? And I'm like, not very often, which is a great thing. But, you know, we train with it once a month. PR events are a must, whether it's a parade or something like that, so people can see it. They can go inside it. In fact, Channel 9 came down, and they did part of their broadcast from inside the vehicle up in the turret. I thought that was really cool. You know, and it gives people the opportunity to see it. It does get used, unfortunately. And, you know, we talked about that last night, a week ago last Friday. Portage County had an incident where they had a standoff over in the Amherst area, and Sheriff Lucas called out and requested mutual aid because they had an individual. This all started out in Sauk County on a traffic stop where this person got out and shot at the deputy. Thankfully, didn't hurt him, but then took off, and somebody in Amherst decided to pick him up in the Coloma area. And that's one thing with technology. Once you're wanted, it's getting better and better where we're going to find you. Especially with a situation like that. And that person had intended on killing a law enforcement officer. And then he held up at this residence in the Amherst area and then shot at the officers again. And as that incident continued with their, you know, SWAT teams from another department, but Stevens Point, Plover, Marathon County, as the incident continued, you know, that's where I have to highlight these strong working relationships. One phone call, all right, our team's going. So our team went on, held a perimeter for that, for a time frame. Another SWAT team came in, and then they made entry to the house, and the person had taken their own life. But just fortunately, it doesn't happen very often where we're deploying the armored vehicle. But I just look at it as probably one of the biggest insurance policies you have to keep your people safe.
You break glass in case of needed. You know, you want the axe behind the glass if you need it. You hope you never do. You hope that that glass stays that way for all the time. But it's important to have those things. And thank you for breaking down that incident for us. I appreciate that so much, and I appreciate obviously everybody's work involved in that and the communication involved in that. We've talked about how vital that is, not just for our state, but going forward, all states, and the communication between local police departments and sharing of information. It's so it's not only interesting but vital going forward. I do want to two notes. I do want to send a shout out to Gamber Johnson and what they did. I had to get the sheet out. I wanted to make sure to get it right.
I had it on my notes too. I got to talk to the CEO last night, and a huge thank you, you know, to them. They, Mike Klein, a good friend of mine, works for them. He's on our Wood County Rescue. Got an opportunity to hang out with him last night as well. But yeah, they sponsored the event, and that was awesome.
And I also wanted to note too, and you and I have talked about this almost since our first conversation, about how great these events are, not only for building the bridge between community and law enforcement and making that stronger and stronger. The idea that, like with Touch a Truck event and kids coming across these things, you never know what might spark in their mind, and maybe a future law enforcement agent or something in other emergency services or any of those things. But something that I kind of forget sometimes until an event like this happens and you and I get talking, and I see your face when you're talking about some of these things. I forget too often, and I'm saying this not just to myself but to the community, how much this means to you guys. There are not a lot of light moments, I would imagine, in this position. Not a lot of moments that you can look forward to in this position. So I'm happy to hear for you, for that, for the Stevens Point Police Department, for other for other services that were down there, and other events like this, that you guys get that interaction too, that you guys get these, I hate to say light moments, for lack of a better way to put it. It's pretty cool too.
No, it was. I looked at it as a recruiting opportunity. Every time I gave out stickers and pins, and I don't care how old they were, I'm like, hey, Maybe down the road you want to be a police officer or a deputy sheriff. So it's fun. No, you're right. These kind of community events, especially when you can partner with so many other stakeholders, not only just the rafters, but other, you know, local vendors that come in and support not just law enforcement, but first responders. It was really nice to see the food trucks there. You know, again, Gamber Johnson coming in and you know, sponsoring most of the event. That's huge. The rafters, the players coming out. That is so cool. You know, we talk about sports cars and whatnot, and I was getting pictures with a few of the players, and I snuck in a couple cards and autographs. And that was cool. And the attitudes these kids had, these young adults, you know, and their early 20s, late teens, I mean, they're really cool, you know, and very appreciative of being part of our community for just only a few months, you know, because I'll give them a little grief. Hey, how's your host families? Oh, good. Well, I'm going to find out for sure if you're behaving. And they would laugh and took it really well. But it was really cool, you know, interacting with them and seeing them and getting out with the crowds as well. Mm-hmm. You know, because who knows, one of these kids might be at the big show someday, and here's an opportunity for them to just interact with people, and because, you know what, without us, you know, who's going to watch you,
right?
And how are you going to get paid in the future? But it was a fun event, and I'm glad I got the opportunity to be there. And again, it was a little nerve-wracking throwing out a pitch, but it was fun.
My first pitch that I got to throw out at the rafters would still be going if the catcher didn't make me look good and jump as high as he could to catch that ball. If he hadn't, that ball would still be flying out there somewhere.
Isn't that nerve-wracking? I was just like,
it really is.
And I had asked, hey, can I go like 10 feet in front of the mound, maybe? You know, can I underhand it? Like slow pitch softball or something. But and I used to play softball with Vince Fonte Jr., and we were kidding about that, you know, and... But no, great event. I'm glad I got the opportunity to go and how it all worked out.
Went to East and played baseball on that field, on that mound. Thought I had an advantage going into this. I did not. I did not.
You got, you know, thousands of people watching you.
It's different. It's a different animal, man. That's a whole different thing.
Totally.
We're speaking with Sheriff Sean Becker from the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Sean, you guys have a raffle going on,
right? Yeah, we do. I'll put it up just to show it. Second year we're doing this. It's an outdoorsman raffle that... Scott Sager actually put together. We had the idea to do this for a whole month. Actually, the idea kind of came from our rescue unit because they were doing a calendar raffle that was just firearms. So we decided, hey, why don't we try one for our special response team? Equipment is not cheap, as we all know that. And we figured let's amp it up a little bit, not only have firearms, but what about an ATV, UTV, you know, lawn equipment, you know, things like that, you know, some more expensive prizes that we could offer people. And it took off. So last year it sold out. We're in the process of doing it right now. Each ticket is $40 a piece. We will start the raffle on October 1st. So if anybody's interested, please give us a call. Stop by the Sheriff's Department, message us, and we'll definitely sell you a ticket. We've got several places, you know, throughout the county that are selling them to as well. And it was fun, kind of, you know, the rescue unit, when they would do their videos and do it, they would kind of, you know, do skits and stuff like that. We weren't as creative, but we tried. We would try to pick on each other a little bit when we'd pick a name and stuff like that. So, yeah, please get out there and support us. We really appreciate it. Like I said, it goes towards our special response team getting the equipment we just can't, you know, budget for.
Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and raffles. These are things that Wisconsinites love. This is a great idea. And not only that, but it's a fun way for people to win some cool stuff. Yeah. You guys got some great stuff on there.
Yeah, the first prize is a Henry rifle, a .22 caliber, but it's personalized to the raffle. And it's also got the new jail on the side of it.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Inscripted on it.
Man, nice work.
It's really cool.
This is also a great way to put back into your community, and a fun way to do that, too. You can know that the proceeds are going to help our departments and do some of the great work that you guys are doing over there.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the plug. If anybody is interested, just let us know. See one of the, I mean, like I said, they're out all over. Otherwise, come to the Sheriff's Department, and we'll sell you a couple.
Hatchets for Hounds, just a great name, for an event.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Awesome. Because we won. No, several months ago, 715 Throwing Company and Drop Time Fabrication. Sorry, I didn't say that exact right, but they, their company's based out of Portage County area. And I don't know really, I haven't really done any axe throwing much at all, but they said, hey, how about some, you know, in August we do a, you know, you square off against Sheriff Lucas, you know, and we have a tournament. And then you guys step in at the end and, you know, winner will get a couple extra prizes and have a little friendly competition, you know, friendly, you know, especially with axes.
Right. Yeah. It's probably a good idea.
And Mike and I get along really well. We have a friendly competition, yeah. You know, between the border and a lot of good conversations. But again, as I mentioned, we whenever we need help, we're always there. But, yeah, so we did that. And so last Saturday at 7:15 Throwing Company, they have a really nice setup, a nice tavern area, and then a whole another part of the building has the area you could throw axes. And I didn't realize how popular it was.
Yeah.
And like I said, very, very nice setup. And they got through their tournament. They had many companies donate so many items. We had, I think there's almost 30 baskets, you know, raffle wow. baskets, you know, and the money was being raised for our canine units. Mm-hmm. So we had, you know, both of our departments had some of our canines there. Lola was there. And then what happened was the two tournament teams or the individuals that won in the tournament would get paired up with Mike and I. Mm. Then we would go head to head. Oh, and cool. And Mike and I were the last two to go, and it was pretty close at the end. And then I got lucky. I liked it. It was no skill with this at all. We got like 10 minutes to a little introduction how to throw axes. Oh, and I hit a couple bullseyes. Mike didn't, but they all stuck. The axes didn't fall to the ground. They stuck. So we didn't look too bad. In the end, we prevailed. And so I got some bragging rights until next year.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So it was, and we haven't got the final numbers, but we had a lot of people, you know, just looking at, you know, the sponsors from both counties.
Yeah.
You know, I can see this event really, really growing as we move forward. And it was a lot of fun.
For those that don't know, what was the event for?
Our canine units. Both of our canine units we were raising money for. So they felt that was a passion of theirs. And, you know, a couple of big vendors that stepped up for us. And, I think that we did really well raising money for. Probably what we'll do is put the money towards our foundation, our Acacia Foundation, that does a lot of our fundraising for us. And we're just blessed to have the board that we have, especially with many of the people that have been there and new people that have joined on just with the passion to help us fund our canine unit, because that's pretty much number one, it's expensive to have a canine unit, but with this community support, we're so fortunate that we really don't have to put much in our budget. It's just the money that people in the community that give us to make sure that we have a canine unit.
A big thank you to everybody involved in the event. Great work by everyone involved, and appreciate them. And not to get us down a side road here when we're only like 5 minutes left, but that is an interview trope of mine, asking you a two-hour question in the last minutes. But I am curious, when we were kids, I know there were canine units. I know we saw canine units. We heard about them. It feels like that's a position and a job that has grown quite a bit in recent years, finding more uses for these dogs. And with that, them becoming that much more vital in our departments.
When I started my career down in Sauk Prairie, smaller police department, we didn't have one, but by the time that I left, we'd gotten one. And I just saw, even with that, a smaller community between Sauk City and Prairie du Sac, just the support, the money that came in to support this project that was new. And we had a really, really awesome officer that later became police chief, Jerry Strons, take on that project and spearhead it. And now it's going to be with that department forever. For us, Ray Starks was the first person that had Rico. And when I started here, he still had Rico. And he went through a couple more dogs before he retired. And then that's just grown with the communities. Now we have, including Lola, 5 dogs. And those are all funded by people that had donated money through our foundation or directly to the Sheriff's Department. And that's not exclusive to just the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Look at, Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, Marshfield Police Department, Nakusa. I'm very confident to say in Wood County, 24/7, there's a dog working somewhere in Wood County. You know, whether it's our department or someone else, we've got somebody available to help us out. And then what's really started to grow immensely is the therapy dog. And, you know, being very lucky to have, you know, Susanna take that on and have a dog and really work it through our jail and out in the community. It's been just a huge asset. Now you look at other agencies doing that, especially connecting them to your schools.
Yeah.
And what a great opportunity to work with kids that, you know, maybe they're struggling. You know, and I talked to a member of the Rafters organization last night who was in law enforcement in San Diego and had some very traumatic situations that really went down towards, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. And we've talked about our mental health and you know, how that affects us as you know, first responders or law enforcement as we move throughout our career and we walk away. You know, what he felt saved him is just having a therapy dog, you know, and working through the trauma that he experienced, and now you look at a therapy dog that a law enforcement agency can have, and when we're responding to you know, traumatic situations, you know, having a dog there that just you could hug and pet and how calming is that?
Yeah.
And I can see that it's going to continue to grow, you know, with you know, the community-oriented policing ideas that have been there forever. That's just one of those newer things that has been really exploding recently with law enforcement.
Got about 2 minutes left, Sean. Is anything you want to touch on before we let you go?
Wow. Boy, that went fast. Again, huge shout-out to Gamber Johnson for National Night Out and sponsoring the event. The Rafters, that was awesome. One quick thing on the Meta Center for Mid-State Technical College over in Stevens Point. They had the ribbon cutting ceremony a couple weeks ago. Got the opportunity to go to that because I'm on the Mid-State Technical College board, which I'm very proud to be part of. But wow, what a phenomenal center that is put together. I didn't really, being new to the board, I didn't know a lot about it. So I'm like, I'm going to go there. And Mid-State just crushed it.
Yeah.
Having all the people that donated money to make that center move forward, just, you know, focusing on the trades. And two in particular, they're all awesome, but Steel King Industries and Furniture and Appliance Mart are both very special to me, and seeing that they had been very big sponsors. One, Steel King. The reason why, you know, I'm in Central Wisconsin is my dad took a job with Steel King Industries back in 1980 and moved us up to, you know, Central Wisconsin. So my dad worked there for a long time, and that's what brought us here. And then Furniture Appliance Mart, I talked about, both big sponsors to that new facility, and just to see their name highlighted, you know, and walking through it just kind of brought me to an appreciation of, you know, the community support that not only those two companies have, but all the other ones. You know, it was a very humbling event to be at, you know, when you look at the partnerships that, you know, many, you know, companies stepped up to make it happen and to focus on the trades.
Yeah, so very cool. I can't wait to see it myself.
Yeah.
And a shout out to those companies, to Mid-State, and a very kind of full circle moment for you there.
Yeah,
that's
totally
really unique. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Always cool talking with you, Sean. Appreciate you so darn much. Thanks so much for being in with us, putting up with my questions, and hanging out. We're looking forward to talking again real soon. If people do want to reach out to you about some of the positions that are open or some of those things, how can they do that?
Two ways. Take a look at human resources on the website. They'll show what's available through the Sheriff's Department, or give us a call. If you have some specific questions about either corrections or law enforcement or being a deputy sheriff, give us a call.
We appreciate you. Be safe out there. Say hi to the rest of the team for us, okay?
Absolutely.
We'll talk more next month. And I want to send a big thank you to, of course, our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Get to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to their page, and keep up to date on all the great things they are doing over there. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be ninja warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll have highlights from Vice President Harris's rally in western Wisconsin and our Women Win Wisconsin visit powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
CBS News Brief. Two men have been arrested in Austria for reportedly planning terror.